Welcome, Tale Tellers. Today we have something special, a combo episode. I'll be reading out two short stories. The first story is by Tale Teller Elmo Pancakes, and its title is Haunted Bed and Breakfast. The second story is my own gift to you, a short scary story written by me on the Short Scary Story Reddit. Remember, if you like this episode, give me a thumbs up. Click that like button or take 2 seconds to subscribe so that you can get them as soon as I finish making them. So, it's time to turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something scary. A few years ago, I went to New Orleans on vacation with my then boyfriend. We stayed at this really cute bed and breakfast just outside the French Quarter, which was two mansions across the street from each other that were converted. On the first night, we were lying in bed watching television after a long day, when suddenly, violent punching from beneath the mattress made us both leap out of the bed. The punching was strong enough that the mattress undulated where the punching came from, and repeated enough times for me to think that it wasn't just a spring. After taking a moment to calm down, we both checked under the bed. Nothing. We eventually went back to bed, but didn't sleep much that night. On the second night, my boyfriend woke up at around 4 a.m. to see someone or something he thought was me exit the restroom and make their way to the bed. He followed the figure through the room, and as it approached the bed, he realized I was still sleeping next to him. Petrified, my boyfriend just kept staring at the figure until it faded away. He then woke me in a panic. Also, there are other strange things that happened in that room. Doors would open and close by themselves. Things would be in different places in the morning than when we left them. We would hear footsteps coming from the room above us, even though nobody was checked into that room, or even the room next to it. We also heard voices in those rooms. We were only there, though, for 4 or 5 days. We weren't the only guests experiencing things. Over breakfast one morning, I overheard another guest tell the manager about what was going on in her room. The manager replied with, "This is New Orleans, honey. It was a pretty interesting place." And yes, I'd actually go back. And this concludes story one. The title of this story is Scritch, by Stories Fables Ghostly Tales. If you've found this small note, stay quiet. That thing, it can hear you. I swear it, it can feel you. We wandered into this random house near our cemetery. The walls were covered in decay, but we didn't care. You know how teenagers are. Well, as soon as we entered this place, we saw Scritch was scrawled all over the walls and skittering sounds filled our ears. "I've been hiding here whilst I hear it. Feast." The gushing of liquid in the other room as it falls to the cement floor, and the escaping air from their lungs as I heard them take their sickening last breath. Ryan and Lucy were just leaning on the wall when two black spears punctured their lungs and travelled into the roof. I stumbled back and saw this thing and the screams. Not from them though, but from it. The Scritch. Now I wait and just stare, as if I can hear my friends calling me. I'm waiting for release, or my own end to come. I feel cold and empty, different somehow. I do understand now that release, what it meant to be released, will never come. Not from that thing, not from that Scritch. Whatever you do though, don't call out. Don't make a... And that's today's episode. It is a little bit of a shorter one. I'm going to have some more stories for tomorrow, but those are two keepers of stories, so I thought I'd share them with you. And a massive thank you to Elmo Pancakes for this story. Dare I say, he's making bacon pancakes? Some of you will get the reference, and some of you will think I've finally lost it. Rest assured, Tale Tellers, it's a bit of both. If you enjoyed this story, I encourage you to comment. Leave me a little bit of feedback. And also a big thank you to COAG, that's co.ag, who was kind enough to provide narrators like me with music. Seriously, he's not only talented, but his work is fantastic. He has music for any story type. So, tale tellers, turn the lights back on, stay away from the walls, and as always, till next time.